This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Despite the White House's efforts to block his testimony, a federal judge ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to comply with a subpoena to answer questions before Congress. Democratic Representative Steve Cohen.
It's good the judge agreed with us. It's the law. It's oversight as American as apple pie.
Meanwhile, the Justice Department says it will appeal the judge's order, keying up a precedent-setting case at the Supreme Court with implications for other witnesses in the impeachment inquiry. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says she respects the results of local elections in which pro-democracy forces scored a sweeping victory and said she would reflect on them seriously. Lam issued a statement Monday saying the government would listen humbly, but she said it was also time for the protests to end.
We have started public dialogue with the community, but unfortunately with the unstable environment and the chaotic situation, I could not do more of that sort of engagement. I hope that the environment will allow me to do it now.
The vote will not significantly change the balance of power in Hong Kong's quasi-democratic political system. District council members have no power to pass legislation. They deal mainly with hyper-local issues. Top Chinese and U.S. trade negotiators speak by phone. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
There are signs that China and the United States may be prepared to move forward with negotiations to end their trade dispute. The Chinese Commerce Ministry says Vice Premier Liu He and other senior officials spoke by phone Tuesday Beijing time with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and agreed to maintain communication. On Monday, Wall Street set new record highs after Beijing announced new guidelines for protection of patents and copyrights. Theft of intellectual property has been a key issue in the trade war between China and the U.S. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is VOA News. The emissions gap report is one of several studies released ahead of UN climate talks in Madrid next week, aimed at spurring world leaders to limit climate change. The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change last year warned of huge global changes if that target is not met, such as the loss of nearly all coral reefs and most Arctic sea ice. Inger Andersen is the executive director of the UN Environment Programme.
At this time, had we acted in 2010, we would have had to reduce our emissions by 3.3% a year. Now, because of climate procrastination, which we have essentially had during these 10 years, we are looking at a 7.6% reduction.
She said hope was not lost.
Is that possible? Absolutely. Will it take political will? Yes. Will we need to have the private sector lean in? Yes. But the science tells us that we can do this.
The report named the United States as one of several large emitters alongside Brazil and Japan, falling short of its own targets or nationally determined contributions. A new leak of classified Chinese government documents has revealed how authorities are using a massive data collection program to target and detain an estimated 1 million ethnic minority Muslims in the country's Xinjiang province. The trove of documents, which was obtained and published by the International Consortium of investigative journalists, revealed the blueprints and tactics behind an intensifying campaign of intrusive surveillance, political and cultural indoctrination against Uyghurs and other Muslim ethnic groups. Rights groups have warned for years that China is systematically oppressing Uyghurs and they're eradicating their culture and religious beliefs. Israel's attorney general says Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu can stay on as head of government even after he was indicted last week for alleged corruption. Although cabinet officials are required to step down after an indictment, the laws about a prime minister are not explicit. Pakistan's highest court has temporarily suspended a government notification that allowed the country's powerful military chief to serve another full 3-year term. Tuesday's unprecedented move by the Supreme Court came several months after Prime Minister Imran Khan issued the extension order for the Army Chief of Staff, General Kamar Javed Bawa. A strong earthquake struck the area of Albania's capital early Tuesday, killing at least 6 people and injuring others. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake was a magnitude 6.4, with an epicenter of 30 kilometers northwest of the capital of Tirana. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.